This should be a special Svarim Rani Rasi Shiyichyu, and the source Moshe ben Rezel, Moshe ben Malka, Yitzhak ben Baruch, Linish Masad Zerazah Bas Rachaim Tzvi, Rachaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu. And we're going to be discussing the Sugya of Bias Nachri based on the Torah of Agon Rabban Kotuz Etzal. The Gemara in Meseches Ksubis and of Gimel Amid Beis tells us that there are Tznuos who are Moser Nefesh Liktala, which means that the Goyim made a Gzeira that any girl who gets married on Wednesday has to first have Bia with the local mayor. And because of this, the rabbis allowed the girls to get married a different day. Generally, you're supposed to get married Wednesday, but they allowed a different day because to avoid this issue of anybody getting married on Wednesday, first has to have Bia with the hegemon, with the local leader. And the Gemara says that's a sakana. The Gemara says that's not a sakana, that's an onus. Why are you calling that a danger? That's not dangerous, that's rape. There's no danger to their lives, answers the Gemara. No. There are tsnuos who are going to be moser nefesh. It's called the sakana because they'll do anything not to have bia with this hegemon. And they think, mistakenly, that this bia is going to answer them to their husbands, and therefore they are going to resist this maisa with all of their might, because they're mistakenly assumed they're going to be us or their husbands when they're being raped like this, and they're going to come to sakana because the hegemon might get angry and kill them. So this besula is normally nisus biyomai revi, but now she could do it a different day because otherwise this is sakana. Because if we allow her to get married on Wednesday and she has to first go to the hegemon, she's going to endanger her life. So these snuos are going to be moser nafsha. Frek the gemara v'lidr shelu donis shari. So why don't we just darshan to them? Why don't we tell them that when she's raped, she's muteris to her husband? And then they're not going to endanger themselves. So why is this called a sakana? Just tell them the facts on the ground. That you're not going to be usher to your husband. Because ones shari. Ad kan mi divrei kotzer shel ha-gemara. Frek tesvis. Dibra maschu v'lidroish. Vim Taimar. Vam Rina Reperk Ben Soro More. Then we see in Perk Ben Soro More. I'll call Averis Yavarai Harakos, my brother's car, Bazar Gilodash, Fichus Damim. So this tells us, I don't understand. How can we darsh into these snuos that onus is mutter? It's not. We see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that on Gilai Arayus you have to die rather than be over. So why is it mutter for an Eishes Ish to be raped? She should be obligated to be Moser Nefesh Lamisa. Tkilei Arayis. So in this kasha, Tosas answered two terutzim. First is the terutz of Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Nachri is not considered a Bia. Terutz of Rabbeinu Tam, Denechev Misal Bilas Mitzri, Bilas Nachri, Drachmana Afkarei Lazari de Mitzri, Dechsiv Azirma Susim Zirmasam. So don't worry about it. This is a goy. Goy isn't considered, you know, to be moser nefesh. There's no chi of misa. An eish yisish, a woman. If a Jewish woman's going to have an affair and she wants to stay alive, so she should better. She shouldn't have it at all. But better choose a goy, because bias goy is not considered a bia. They, and the woman's not chayiv to be moser herself in order to be saved from such a bia. So this hegmon, it really is mutter. V'nishlon is sherry, really is. When she's raped, it's not considered gilei arayos because he's a guy. And the Balamor and the Ramban and Perek Ben Soro More also write like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the bia of a goy is not considered a bia because zirma susim zirmas and Hashem was mafgir their zera, and therefore there is no chiyuv misa on their bila. But when it comes to so therefore they don't have to give up their lives in order to avoid it. The Baal HaMor and the Ramban explain like Rabbeinu Tam with a different hesber. I'm quoting the Baal HaMor. V'yadu shlomar, v'nevelis l'nochri ein shem mises beizdin. Ein shem mises beizdin. Alfi she eishes ish, de eishes reo be'inan. She's nevelis l'nochri, there's no mises beizdin, even though she's an eishes ish. Because we require eishes re'ehu, the wife of your friend. And this is not the guy is not re'ehu. So male is no Mrs. Beisdin. That's the Teretz of the Baal HaMor and also the Ramban. The second Teretz of Tosis is that isha einu mechiyav esim soras atzma lefi shishi karka olam v'lo avda maisa. So he says that the Rivam says that a woman isn't chayav to be moser atzma lemisa, but she's not doing anything. She's passive. Since it's the man who does the the man is active in the Maisa Bia, and the woman is passive, it's the man who ejaculates and does what he does, and the woman is passive, so Mimela, she doesn't have to be Moser Atzma Lemisa. Karka Olam. So those are the two Terutzim of Tosfos. First Terutz of Tosfos is Bias Goy, Bias Goy, she doesn't have to be Moser Atzma. And the second Teretz is because she's a woman, she doesn't have to be Moser Atzma. The Rambam, in the second parak of Yisod HaTorah, Halacha Aleph and Beis writes, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuv Malkidosh Hashem, HaGodol, HaZeh, Shenemar V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, U'mushorim Shol L'chalo, Shenemar L'sechalo Hashem Kotchi. All Jewish people are commanded on Kiddush Hashem, on this, on being Mekadosh, God's great name, as it says, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And they're also warned not to be mechalal it. It says, lo sechalu v'shem kodshi, kedesh yamor ovid k'chol v'yenos es Yisrael, lavro al achas mikol mitzvah mores b'tara, o yehargenu yavro v'al yeharek, shenemar v'mitzvos asher yase oiz ta'os adam b'chai b'hem, b'chai b'hem lo sh'yomos b'hem. So when a goy comes and he forces a Jew to be over an Avera, he should be over and he shouldn't be killed. And if he was killed and he wasn't over, then he's mischayiv ben afsha. The Rambam is very charif. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to do that. Doing a terrible thing. If you're supposed to live and you choose to die, you're doing a terrible thing. Okay, you think the guy's firm, he's the opposite. B'med varam amurim is mancha ovid kochovim miskabin lanos atzmo. That's only when the guy is out for his own hana. Like when the guy forces him to build his house on Shabbos, to cook something for him on Shabbos, or he has bia with a woman, that's for the guy's own hana. But if he's miskaving lahavirala mitzvis bilvad, but if his idea is that he wants to be maviro so ala mitzvis, then it's a different story. Then you have to give up your life. So it's interesting that the Rambam includes nochri she'anas isha lebola on the heter of hanas atzma, and a woman doesn't have to be moser herself. Explains the Kesef Mishnah Lechem Mishnah Dasaram. The Rambam's talking bepnuya, that her iser isn't included in the Surah Arayis, and therefore it's in the same category as other mitzvahs. A single girl is is not a rayus. But if she was an eishes ish, she mechlal harayis, harei chayevis limsoras atzma. If she's an eishes ish, who's included in arayis, and she has to give up her life. That's the Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah. So according to the Perish of the Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Bedas HaRambam, the Rambam doesn't subscribe neither to Rabbeinu Tam nor to the Rivam, because Lefi Das Shneim, even though it was an Eish HaSish, if a goy rapes her, she doesn't have to give up her life. Kol Echad Lefi Taimo. Rabbeinu Tam, because Bias Nachri is Kabias Behema, Zir Masusim Zir Masam. According to the Rivam, their flow is like the flow of a horse. Hashem is Mafkir their Zera. According to the Rivam, it's because a woman's Karka Olam. If so, Ladas HaRambam, Fi Perish Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah, Sahaja Kushta Tais L'Duchte. So now we're back to Tos Kat Tos's Kasha. How does it say in the Gemara of Lidush Shildonas Shari? Tell them Onus is Mutter. No, and Eishasish is included in Surah Arayas. She mamish has to die. So Mapitom Onus is Mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam gave their Terutzim, but the Rambam doesn't hold to their Terutzim according to Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah. Now there's another sheet that Abimiyashiv, the Kash of Tos, is the sheet of the Balaam Or in Sanhedrin 74b, that the Terul Anos Atzman, who gam be Surah Darayis, if it's Anos Atzman, if they're doing it for their own pleasure, that is also includes arayas, that you don't have to give up your life if it's for anas atzman. And according to this, for the kash of Tosfos, because the Mara says lidur shildon is shari. Why? Because the hegmon's doing lanas atzma. But das harambam lufi the perish of kesef mishnah alecha mishnah, you can't say like this. Because mefurish b'divrayim b'das haram, even if he's doing lanos atzmo, she should die rather than be over. And lanos atzman lo ne'mar b'shara surim before hesi, lanos atzman doesn't apply if it's before hesi, and lanos atzman doesn't apply if we're talking about a surah arayis. Ubeemes, mashmos das haramam hilahedya delok harivam. The Rambam is mashma mamish, not like the Rivam, who says that there's a heder of karka olam. So the Rambam writes, "V'chom ishenem rabbi harag bal yavur v'ro v'ro l'ner ragleizu mechalas Hashem v'alfa pi b'nei shav v'alfa pi chayim b'nei shav v'bonis ein malkin oso v'ein tzorich lom rein mimisin oso beizdin afilu harag b'onis shem malkin mimisim el over b'ritzon v'beidim v'asura shenem rabbi noisin zara l'moylech v'nasati ines p'nai b'isha hu mipi yashmu alam do hu v'lo onis v'lo shog v'lo mute u'mayim v'orot kochom shichamur mikol min hakol ha'oved oso b'onis einu chayiv karis v'ein tzorich lom mimisis beizdin k'avachom l'sham mitzam respetor v'arayisu omer l'nar l'os asid dover. So the Rambam writes that if it's you're supposed to die and you didn't die, so you're mechalas Hashem, but because you're over bonus, you don't get malchus. Even if you killed bonus, you don't get malchus because you weren't doing it willingly. And we learn v'nasadis b'nai v'ishahu, when someone gives his children over to Molech, to the Sefer Zara, hahu lo onus v'lo shogeg v'lo mute. Not if he's onus, shogeg or mute, if he's mistaken. So if over avodas kochavim, which is so chamor, ba'ones in achayv kares, certainly not mrs. Beisdin, so certainly other mitzvah was betara, and by rises lanar los asad dover. So if you're forced, you're forced. If you're forced, there is going to be no punishment. Adkan loshen Rambam. Now, if we say like the Rivam, that a woman isn't mechuyavas limsor atzma because she's like karka olam and she didn't do anything, how's it shaykh to learn from the pasuk Olunara lo sasa dover. That in an instance, when someone was, when the over was mechuyev limser etzatzmo velo nerag, shein based in manishimosa, when the over was obligated to give over their lives, and they didn't, that Bezin doesn't punish them. The Naramurasa that the Pasuk is talking about is not obligated to give her life, according to the Rivam. We're talking about an Naramurasa in the Pasuk, and she's not obligated to give up her life, according to the Rivam. She's Karka Olam. The Rambam uses this as a proof that if someone does something unwillingly, even though they should have died, they are mechuyev limser es atzmo. Beis din doesn't punish. According to the Rivam, this girl wasn't mechuyev limser es atzmo. She's karka olam. So you see that according to the Rambam, she's taka is mechuyev limser es atzmo. But still an hour los asa dover. The Rambam doesn't subscribe to this karka olam materitz. Now Tosfos in Maseches Yevamis and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis Divu Amaschil Ein Ones LeErva. Writes as follows. It was in the middle of Tosfos. Vim Taimar Maseches Avodah Zarah Perek Rabbi Yishmael. Says that if they were ones, they forced somebody that he should bow down to his behemah, the shame of a desara, this behemah's puzzle to be used l'tzarech gavoah. Frek Rabbi Zera, the person was onus, and it says by an armor russell and arlo sasa dover, you can't be mechayiv on something done by ones, so why is this behemah psula? So that's the Gemara of a desara. So on that asked Tosfos, Umay Kushihi, Umay Kushya, Hai Kradavka Bakarka Olam Ayri, Alim Wasazosa Maisa Chaylim So Atzmo. Ma Pitom. There's no Raya from the Ptur of Mara Murasa, because she didn't do anything. But by Behema, where he was Mishtachav and he did a Maisa, so it should even be Aser Bonus. By her, there was no Maisa, but with this Behema, there's a Maisa. My kusha ave kra hai kra dafka bakar kola mairi. Avalosa maisa chayv limsor. Atzmo ke de perishis. Umishtacha levaras kachav mosa maisa. When he's bound down to the idol, he's doing a maisa. Voy meri. Re answers. Dachi parch. Onis rochan pachal emisa filibosa maisa. Then he dechayv limser atzmo mikomakom yilom maser atzmo lamechayv misa. The venar lo sasa dover afilu basta maisa kamar kra. The pturim misa of the sias maisa ira kesha the kra. According to the Ri, what Rabbi Zeir is asking is that even though achen mechuyav limser nafsho velo lishtachavot lebemto, yeah, the guy is mechuyav to be moser nafish and not to bow down. Nevertheless, since we find by Naar Murasa that we pater on ones, we shouldn't be mechayiv him misa, even though he did a maisa. Because the hekesh of Nar Muras and Rotzeach is talking about where there's a maisa. Dilanara lo sasa davra filo asta maisa ka'amar diptura mi misa, even if she did a maisa, because that's what the hekesh is talking about. We're makish nara marasa terotzeach, that in both cases there's a ptura vones. And just like Barutzech, there's a Maisa. So to the Na'amar Rasa, there's a Maisa. And what's the Maisa? That she brought upon herself the Erva. So even though she's Mechuyevas Limsor Nafsha, and not to do so, nevertheless, if she did a Maisa, she's not Chayevas Misa, since it was bonus. So we asked, when you're Mishtachav El Behema, why should the Behema be Aser? Rav Zera asked that the person was anus, so why should the behemoth be aser? So it's like the Na'amar Rasa is anus, and we ask, yeah, but the Na'amar Rasa is karka olam, and the guy bowed down to the behemoth doing a maisa, and the Torah says no, that even by Na'amar Rasa there's a case where she did a maisa and she's still p'tura. So we wanted to say in the Rambam that how can you, the Rambam, say Uvarayasu Omer Lanayla Losasa Dover, that really she did an Aveira, really she was Mechuyevas Limsoras Atzma, really she should have given up her life, but when she didn't, she's going to be Ptura Losasa Dover, this Na'amar Rasa was raped, don't do anything to her even though she should have given up her life. So we said, what about the Rivam? Rivam says she didn't do anything. She's mamish karka olam. So you see that the Rambam doesn't subscribe to karka olam. So maybe the Rambam does subscribe to karka olam. And maybe when we have the pasuk ulanara lo sasa davar, it's talking about where she did a maisa. The Rambam maybe agrees in principle with the Rivam that when she's karka olam, then she is not doing an avera at all. She's not, excuse me, chayevas limsoras atzma at all. And the Rambam agrees that there's a p'tur of karka olam. The only thing is, the Rambam brings the pasuk about a different seer, a seer where she's not karka olam. Let's see where she brings the Erev on herself, and she's still Aser. We still are Mechayev her Misa. Because even though she did a Misa, since she was forced to do this Misa, so we're not going to punish her. So maybe Taka, the Rambam does hold like the Rivam. The Rambam does subscribe to Karka Olam. Just the Rambam's talking about a case where she wasn't Karka Olam, and she brought the Erev upon herself, like Tosfos says. But what can we do? Shebedivrei Rambam eifshar lefarish keperush haTosfos. Why? Because the Rivam is mechalek between where she did a maaser and karka olam. So we can explain the pasuk is talking about where she did a maisa. With a nara lo sasa davar, when she did a maisa, even though she did a maisa, but she's still not going to be punished because she was anusa. But the Rambam didn't mention anywhere that there's a chilik between in Yehareg Vayavar between asiyas maisa and karka olam. And here he brings Stama the Alfusa from the Pasuk of Lanara Lo Sasa Dover to teach that even in an instance where she was Mechuyevas Limsoras Atzma, even where she was obligated to die, Beis Din doesn't punish her. So the Rambam should have explained this Raya. Rambam should have explained that I'm only talking about where she did a Maisa. So it must be the Rambam doesn't hold to this Chilak. Rivam makes a Chilak between Osa Maisa and Karko, and we don't see that in the Rambam. And by the way, the Rambam also doesn't hold like the Baal HaMaor. Because the Baal HaMaor holds that the Heter of Hanas Atzman is valid even in the Isser of Arayis, that she should not be obligated to be Moser herself. And therefore there's no raya from the pasuk the Rambam brings Lanara Lo Sa'asa Davar, that when she was supposed to die and she didn't, we don't punish her. Because maybe Lanara Lo Sa'asa Davar is talking about a case where it's the Hanas Atzmo. And that's why Lanara Lo Sa'asa Davar. So there's no raya from the pasuk that when you're supposed to die and you don't, you're not punished. Because here she wasn't supposed to die, it was Lanas Atzmo. So the Rambam obviously doesn't hold to that heter of Lanas Atzma. However, what about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bia of a Goy is not considered Bia? Maybe the Rambam accepts that teretz, and that's how the Rambam will learn the Gemara. V'lidr shludonis shari. Let's darshan. Let's tell these women that onus is mutter because it's Bia's Goy. And that's why onus is mutter. So maybe the Rambam will hold like that, like Rabbeinu Tam was miyashiv. However, as we're going to see, Amir Tzah Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shir, the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam either. And that's our avoda for the next shir. And we're going to, Amir Tzah Hashem, discuss the geder chiyuv of a nachri who's baal eishes ish Yisrael, eishes ish Yisrael. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we've seen really not only big yisodos in the sugya, but just in how to learn. To see how the Rambam had to deal with Tosis's question, how he's going to deal with it, and that he didn't accept the various terutzim of Tosis. So that's a good hadracha for learning. So we should be zochem, Mirtz Hashem, to continue b'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom.